Peace be upon you. God willing, today we're going to listen to an audio recording from Dr. Rashad Khalifa entitled, What is Life All About? We've broken it up into three parts. Each part's about 10 minutes long. God willing, let's get started.
The biggest problem in the world today is not war. It is not disease, cancer, AIDS, and so on. It is not children starving in Africa or in some other parts of the world. It is not poverty, and it is not crime. The biggest problem in the world today is that people do not know who they are, and consequently, they got their priorities all mixed up. You ask the average person, who are you? And they will look in the mirror, and they will say, this is me. And they are wrong. When you look in the mirror, you do not see yourself, quote-unquote. You see your body, and your body is simply a garment that you are wearing for 50 or 100 years. Then you shed it. You know, it's a matter of common sense. There is a difference between a living body and a dead body. The living body is full of vitality and spark, and when it dies, the spark is gone and becomes stiff, just like a piece of wood. And we know that something is gone, the person is gone. So we can easily agree that a person consists of a body and a soul. And the soul is the real person. And this is where the people fail to recognize who they are. If they knew that the body is not them, they will rearrange their priorities and they will pay more attention to themselves, their selves, not their bodies. A person goes to school for many, many years, works hard, takes examinations, and even after school he gets a job to make some money and so on. All this to care for the body, a vanishing entity that will become stiff, dead someday. And when that day comes, almost everyone will look at that lifeless body and say, for this thing, I went to school, I worked hard, I took examinations, I earned a lot of money, and I spent it all to care for this thing, this vanishing, stiff part of me. What did I do for myself? There is something that we must do, and this is what life is all about. We have to rearrange our priorities, and this cannot result without knowing that I am a body and a soul, and I must put the body in the service of the soul. To drive the point home, just take an average person and ask him or her, what did you feed yourself today? What did you feed your soul today? Let's start with the question, what did you feed your body today? And they will tell you, I gave my body breakfast, lunch, dinner, numerous snacks, but they gave nothing to the real person, to themselves. What did they feed themselves? We nourish the babies when we are born. We give the baby milk and so on, and then the baby grows, becomes a child, and we give them potatoes and meat and rice, and the body grows to 5 or 6 feet. But what did we do for the real person? This is the major question that we're addressing right now. This is what life is all about. People are giving attention to the vanishing entity and totally ignoring the real person. There is such a thing as food for the soul, nourishment for the real person. And now, the new thing that I have for you is tangible evidence that there is food and nutrition for the real person. And the strange thing that is not known yet, is not commonly known anyway, is that just as the body grows, the real person or the soul grows in leaps and bounds. Maybe the body grows to 5 or 6 feet, but the soul or the real person grows to immense sizes. I don't want to confuse you right now, but the size of the soul can be as big as the city of Tucson. I'm not exaggerating. We now have tangible evidence that the soul can grow from a very small size, like a cat, to a huge size. And this makes it even more important to nourish and feed the real person. Now, what is the food for the soul? This tangible evidence that we just obtained tells us, the evidence, by the way, comes from the Creator, from God Himself. And He tells us that we must make contact with God every day to cause this nutrition and nourishment of the soul. Because the soul is literally a piece of God. And God says, if you have anything to do with me, with God, your soul will grow. If you remember, in the Bible at the beginning, God said He breathed into Adam the breath of life. So the soul is a part of God's breath. And if we have anything to do with God, we grow. However, there's a specific set of nutrition that we can offer to ourselves. Another question that illustrates this biggest problem in the world, namely that the people do not know who they are, is that you ask the average person, how old are you? And he or she will give you a number somewhere between 15 and 85 years old. Wrong. Again. Any person, the real person, is a few billion years old. And this is the new information that we obtained from this new tangible evidence. You can easily see the problem if we illustrate a little bit how the human being consists of two entities. One entity is the body. Let us represent it by this dot right here. And the eternal person. And this is an infinite entity. It will never die. It just goes on forever and ever. So here we have a body that lasts a period of time somewhere between 50 and 100 years. We know that we all exist. We are all under death sentence. And this period, when you divide any number by infinity, it equals zero. If you live 1,000 years, you divide this by infinity, and it equals zero. This is just plain mathematics. So the body that is going to live for a zero, for all practical purposes, zero period of time, is taking all our attention. We spend 24 hours a day taking care of this insignificant entity, the vanishing entity. And the question is, how much are we doing for this eternal entity, the real me? What am I doing for it? So now that we agree that we must rearrange our priorities and give more attention to the real person, the soul, instead of wasting all our life taking care of the vanishing entity, now what specifically are we supposed to do?